think that last week we did a movie that I shit on a lot. I had a lot of bad things to say about. It was one of our shortest episodes in a long time because really I felt like I didn't have enough to say. I feel like there's no possible way that this one is going to be longer than that one because holy shit. I just have so many questions about this. I mean, we did a thing on Patreon for a while, and we are going to bring it back at some point for sure, but we need a break from this, where we let the audience pick the movies. Good God, I don't know what is going on with your craniums, my guys, because this was fucking asinine. I mean, if you want to watch an hour and 40-minute long movie about a kid, or not a kid, about a fucking doll that just sits in different chairs over and over again, by all means, watch The Boy. If you want to play musical chairs with your fucking sanity, watch The Boy. You'd have a great time. What is this? Like, did anyone actually see this movie before they voted for us to discuss it?
I don't know. They had.
It's not even funny.
It's just bad.
Like, it gets slightly funny at the end.
A little bit.
The end has a little bit going for it.
Greta.
What?
Greta.
Oh, yeah. And why did his voice change like three times after he shows up? Like, he has like a little boy voice, and then he's just a British man, and then he just sounds like the kid from the Babadook. Like, it goes all over the place. And the hairiest guy in the world. Why is he Abraham Lincoln? Like, what is this?
He is odd. He's got an Honest Abe beard.
Legitimately, I have like...
That's in my notes.
I have nothing to say about this movie until the last 10 minutes. And then nothing even happens
there
either.
Isn't that your favorite kind of movie, though?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love when the whole movie is just dream scenarios, and at the end they're like, oh, look, the dream was kind of true, but you'll see that for 2 minutes. But yeah, give me an hour and a half of buildup with no suspense. I love that. It's probably one of my favorite things when it comes to movies.
Well, you know what? It's partially because it's a PG-13 movie.
Okay, and I also didn't realize that at first. I guess I probably should have known because, I don't know. I mean, yeah. And I also can't believe this came out in 2016. In a lot of ways, I can, but this feels like a 2008 movie, but just like without the 2008 charm, you know what I mean?
I saw this as soon as it came out.
I thought you were going to say in theaters. Did this come out in theaters?
Not in theaters, but I did see this immediately after release to on demand.
James, this did come out in theaters, and I almost thought that this was the movie I was thinking of, but I thought I had to have wrote notes for a different movie.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go right into the money portion of this, the financials.
Oh, no.
James, this made so much money.
No.
This made a crazy amount of money.
That's why there's a sequel.
This made an insane amount of money. How much do you think they spent on this?
$7 million.
$10 million.
Okay, sure.
I still think that's crazy. I mean, what are they? A doll?
The house.
That they broke? The house, yeah. The but I mean, did they buy the mansion? I mean, because it doesn't cost the price of the mansion to fucking rent it. I just almost fell out of my chair like three times. I feel like Brahms. Brahms, what's his name?
Brahms.
You got it
right
okay,
the first
cool,
time.
Cool. Legitimately, though, what did they spend it on? They had a doll.
Yep.
No one really died in this. There's like implied deaths, which is really just a shot of some feet walking in the beach. That didn't cost any money. That didn't cost shit. They killed one guy and what? They just like, he got hit, right?
Yeah.
He got hit in the head or like stabbed or something. Cole?
Uh-huh.
Did he get stabbed? I don't even remember what happened to him. He got
hit
with an axe or something.
He had that, the hook to pull down the stairs.
Okay.
Is what Bromsey had.
Yes. That's the only kill in the movie. Yeah. Nothing else ever happened. It's just Greta walking around holding a doll the whole movie. What did they spend
literally
$10 million on? They had to have bought the mansion. That's the only explanation. They bought that mansion.
The director still Holy lives shit. There.
Yeah, he does. He was like, well, this is all I have left off of this movie, which, I mean, if that's all you have left, I guess.
You did it.
Good on you, dude. I mean,
it makes more sense if this was all just a scheme for them to buy a mansion.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Because the movie doesn't make any sense.
You know, they made the money back for the producers. Who's just like, so, hey, buddy, can I keep the mansion? He's like, well, I guess I made my money back, so might as well. You know, like, they were just going to throw it away otherwise. And then this guy, William Brent Bell, he's just like, wait, buddy, do you think I can get a piece of that?
Oh, man. I still can't believe there's a part two.
This made $64.2 million.
60.
This made over half of $100 million.
What?
I don't even remember this being hyped like that. Like, who?
No, this, it only. It,
who went to see this?
People who like The Walking Dead.
Whom's? Is that why? Like, that's was she that popping?
That
she, when did The Walking Dead come out? Like 2013? She wasn't necessarily,
yeah,
right.
So okay. She wasn't necessarily that popping necessarily, but the show at that time by 2016,
oh yeah,
was that popping. People,
is she a giant? Is she like
this.
A really big character in Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm she's not a pretty, fan of The Walking Dead, so
she's a pretty major character in the earlier seasons. I fell off, let's say season 6, so I don't really know past that, but yeah, I mean, she's a pretty character. Pretty big character early.
Oh, you like her.
She's a pretty
she's pretty. You think
no,
she's pretty?
Actually, after you see this movie, you're
done with her.
You can't stand looking at her face.
You're over her. I mean, yeah. I mean, anyone that just moves into a fucking house for 2 months to babysit a doll and is just like, yeah, this is my best friend now. Yeah, I don't want to look at you anymore.
Actually, my very first thought whenever she showed up on screen in the opening shot of the movie is, oh shit, that's Maggie from Walking Dead. I wonder if she's gonna have a really bad accent like she has in Walking Dead. And it wasn't quite as bad this time.
It was
her
a little bit
her
better.
American accent, it's come a long way. Let's look at that.
All right. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of The Walking Dead, so I wasn't familiar with any of that. I knew she looked kind of familiar. Like, I mean, it's not like I haven't seen episodes of The Walking Dead.
Sure.
But I've never been a fan. But yeah, I'm not familiar with her. I think she's a bad actress after dealing with her today.
Oof.
It's just not great. Why did you guys pick this movie? Legitimately, why is this happening? So yeah, we have, that's who we're talking about right now, Lauren Cohen. She's Greta Evans. Her first role was in 2005, and then she was in Death Race 2 in 2010. I didn't know Death Race 2 was in 2010. It almost seemed like it'd be earlier.
Yeah.
When was the first Death Race? Was it like 5-ish?
5, yeah.
Right?
Sounds right.
That's pretty crazy. Rupert Evans as Malcolm. He's just going to be an annoyance the whole movie. His first role was in 2001. He was in Hellboy in 2004. James Russell, he's
in Hellboy.
Yeah, I don't think a big role, but yeah, you know, I'm just kind of listing things as it is. James Russell as Brahms Hillshire. He's not in much, but he's the voice of Old Driscoll's in Red Dead 2.
Huh.
So if you like old Driscoll's, reminds me of old Drippy from Aqua Teen.
There you go.
Probably not the same thing at all. Jim Norton, he's Mr. Hillshire. He's Candy in the James Franco of Mice and Men. He's Randy in American History X, and he's in 120 other roles. What are you laughing at?
He's Candy and Randy and
Candy, Randy, Toucan Sandy, he's all those things.
I was gonna say, you got any more Andys in there?
We have Diana Hardcastle, which is just a funny name. Hardcastle, come on.
Hey, is that where is that the mansion? Is that the name of the mansion?
I was actually thinking the same thing. She's Miss Hillshire. Wasn't in much after The Boy. Sure, it's probably hard to get work after The Boy. And you have Jet Klein as Child Brams. Dude has been working since The Boy. He was in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, so I guess Little Brahms is going somewhere.
Didn't see it.
I heard it was decent. That was the Sam Raimi one, wasn't it?
I think so.
I think that was a Sam Raimi one, so I mean, I probably should have seen it, but
right.
Hey, me and new movies, I'm not going to see them. You know what I mean? I said earlier, but this was directed by William Brent Bell. This is the asshat that made The Devil Inside in 2012. Obviously, The Boy in 2016. He also did the sequel, which came out in 2020. Why would you wait 4 years when you made $65 million off of it or whatever the fuck? And then he did Orphan First Kill 2 years ago, which I fucking hated Orphan First Kill. Did you see it?
I didn't watch it, but
it was awful.
We've discussed it a little bit.
It was so bad. Like, it was insanely bad.
The
plot of it was crazy. It was just like, Orphan wants to fuck dad. Mom is mad. Lumen from Dexter is mad. Now she's going to beat Orphan's ass because she can only fuck dad. That's the whole movie.
Yeah, maybe you did turn it on for a little bit.
Probably, I was complaining about it for a while.
You were really pissed off about that one.
I love the first Orphan. He had no affiliation with that from what I can tell. Why do you let the dude who made the boy, just because he made The Boy, you're like, now you make the girl. Cool.
Yeah.
Great. Should have just made the Orphan a doll. Had her living in a fucking wall or something.
Hey, spoilers.
Hey, I'm Fonzie. I'm in a wall. What if that was just... That'd be a much better show.
You know,
Fonzie
hey,
in the
I'm
wall.
I'm honest, Abe. I'm in a wall.
God, I hate this movie. It's written by Stacey Meaner, who has only wrote On the Boy 1 and 2 and something called Mixtape in 2021.
Huh.
You want me to remind you this made $65 million?
How?
Currently holds
Who watched it in the theater? Who was it?
Honestly, yeah, I would love to know how that experience was.
Who did this?
The theaters had to have been packed if they made $65 million. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Currently holds a 2.5 out of 5 on Letterboxd, a 6 out of 10 on IMDb, and a 30% by critics on Rotten Tomatoes, and a 38% by the audience. Seems like the Rotten Tomatoes is the only one that has, like...
Did you say 6 out of 10 on
IMDb?
That is some crazy shit.
This is a bad movie. This is a bad movie. I'm not even going to, like, rally for people to, like, give this a high rating to bump it up because of how bad it is.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it's not even fun.
Rough.
This is not a fun movie. What would we say the plot of The Boy is? A girl who had bad relationship problems moves to a mansion, a McMansion, in the middle of nowhere, and takes care of a doll who's actually a boy but isn't a boy. Is this Pinocchio, except if Pinocchio was Abraham Lincoln living in the walls?
He's a real boy.
Like, how do you explain this? What is the plot of The Boy?
Well, if you start talking about it too much, it just sounds like People Under the Stairs.
Is it anything else? No. It is. Because it's not close to as good as People Under the Stairs. It's not fun.
Well, I mean, they spend the whole movie trying to make you believe that it's Annabelle.
That it's a ghost doll.
It's a ghost doll movie. This is a possessed doll movie, right? It's a possessed doll movie.
No, it's not. It's like the M. Night Shyamalan twist that you never wanted and never needed. Like, to even say that this is a twist is, like, offensive to twists. You know, like, because you can't just be like, oh, it was actually, it's not a twist. Just saying, like, actually, it's a, is that a twist?
No, yeah.
Like, I guess in
it's
terms of, like,
it's not a possessed doll movie. We thought it was the whole time.
In terms of, it's not the exact thing that you thought it was.
It's,
I guess,
not
it's a twist.
The thing.
But whatever, dude. Like, come on. It's so aggravating.
It's way more weird than that.
James was trying to, like, get me to figure out what the twist was while we were watching. I was like, is the twist is it that Greta's fucking stupid? Like, because that's what it, and that's also what it feels like
that,
when it gets to the end of
it. That is also true. Greta is stupid.
It is true.
Greta's really dumb.
You're telling me this dude was walking through a witch door outside of a wall, and you never heard the door open? You never heard him, like, fucking run into a room next to you and move a doll around? And, like, you think this guy has the art of, like,
no,
I don't
hang
know,
on,
being
hang on, hang
quiet?
On. More importantly, you probably did hear those things.
We see her, like, when he's trying to get him to move or whatever, she's listening and you hear the footsteps, and she was more convinced that was a doll walking around rather than when it was in fact a grown ass man crawling through her walls.
And she took no convincing to get to, like, oh, this is 100% a ghost boy.
She's an idiot.
He just shows up in different chairs. He's playing musical chairs around the house, and she's like, must be ghost then.
Must be a ghost. And I have to be his mother.
If I'm watching a ghost movie, at least try to disprove that it's a ghost. When you just go straight to, well, ghost. I guess I'm a ghost mom now. What are we talking about? What the fuck are we talking about? I get that, like, some people have trauma and they end up in certain places because of their trauma. You don't end up taking care of a ghost baby because of your trauma.
This reminded me a lot of The Haunting because of the ghost baby.
You're actually right. The people do just get ghost babies because of their trauma. I've seen it all the time in movies. I actually see it probably every week in every movie we cover. So actually, this is very realistic. So that's the plot of The Boy, I guess, right? Can we say that? The plot of The Boy is...
The plot of The Boy is she thought she was getting a ghost baby, and instead she was getting a burn victim, grown-ass man.
And who started the fire?
I don't know!
Who the fuck started the fire? I don't even believe that there was a fire, if I'm being completely honest. Like, I'm not convinced of any of this.
Maybe the parents tried to start the fire to kill him?
What?
Maybe they did it and then it didn't work.
So this movie also tries to convince me that an 8-year-old can smash the skull of another 8-year-old.
Hey, man, I still think that's possible.
You think that's possible? Can we go over the logistics of that?
I think the skull's more fragile than you're giving it credit for, my guy.
I think the arms are too dainty that you're giving them credit for.
Ooh.
I don't think an 8-year-old can smash the skull in of anything, really, unless it's like a rat.
I think this is the difference between someone who's been a parent and someone who hasn't.
I think if...
Those little motherfuckers are stronger than they look, dude.
Yeah, that's because you adopted one from like China or some shit. Of course yours is going to have some different skills.
No, man, I just mean in general, every once in a while, you'll find one, you'd be like, motherfucker, he hits hard.
But like, bash a skull in hard? I don't know, man.
Not barehanded. I don't believe barehanded.
Maybe
no. They're
on like the third, they but are living tool, in a mansion.
I mean, hammer.
Look. If they told me that kid was on like the balcony of the third floor and like he pushed a rock off and then it like, you know, smashed the skull of the other kid, I'll buy it.
Oh, just straight up midsummered them?
Yeah, like yes. Yes, that's a perfect explanation. If they gave me that, I'd be like, sure. Sure. There was a rock around there, he got it pushed off. It took some struggling, but he got it.
No, man. I think even one swing of a hammer could smash a skull.
Yeah,
even an eight-year-old, I think.
How well can that 8-year-old like pick up the hammer, though?
You're right. I'm not saying they're gonna be good at it.
I just think like it. There's just so many intricacies that go into that. You know, like how are they gonna pick up this large item to even like something that's gonna have the weight to bash a skull in? As an 8-year-old, I feel like they can't even pick it up at first. If they can get it up and then somehow drop it down, like the old man in fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre, like Grandpa, you know, how they're just putting the hammer in his hand and letting him drop it. If it's like a scenario like that, I can see it. But I'm equating an 8-year-old to old man in Texas Chainsaw. Like, I don't think that they have the force to bash a skull in.
I think you'd be surprised, man.
I think I'm
vicious.
Just going to be watching Texas Chainsaw 1, and that's the equivalent.
They
it's
can
like,
be, they can be
like,
vicious
come on,
motherfuckers.
Get him, Grandpa! Get him! Or Texas Chainsaw, yeah.
Yeah.
Get him, Grandpa! Like, I can see that scenario.
All right.
I'm not fucking buying it.
I'm gonna
dude.
Lock you in a room with some rabid 8-year-olds and see if you survive.
Okay. That's a different scenario. There's like 30 of them. Yeah, they're gonna figure out a way. They're gonna like, I don't know. It's like ants, you know? They're stronger together. They're gonna like pick one of them up and like drop it on my head, you know? Like that might bash my skull in. You drop like
another child on your
head. Like 15 of them, grab like 10 of the other ones and just drop them on my head. Yeah, I can see that. But like, I'm just not buying it, man. All right, I'm not all right. buying it. So when the boy begins, we arrive at this old fancy mansion by vehicle and personal driver. Our main chick, Greta, takes about 7 minutes pondering at pictures and the architecture of the mansion. She eventually finds a violin or some shit, then strums it like a ukulele. I don't think violins sound
like
that.
Hang on. What about whenever the old man who drives her to the fucking mansion, he gets out the car, he's got like the keys to the car or a quarter or a penny or something in his hand and beats on the window with the metal object ding, 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 while she's asleep. And then he goes, sorry, miss. Didn't know how else to wake you.
That's a call or that's foreshadowing. Cause later she's going to try to wake up Brahms and mom's going to be like, no, you have to beat him with a quarter.
I was just like, wait. You couldn't think of any better way than beating on the window with a metal object. You couldn't have said, excuse me, we're here. Could you wake up, please?
You should have just got one of those like knives with the window breakers on it and just like shattered the
that
window.
It seemed like that's what he was doing.
I would have liked that. That might have like woke me up. I feel like he was trying to wake like the audience up because...
Oh, because we'd already fallen
we'd
asleep.
We'd already fell asleep already. I mean... 7 minutes of just looking at this fucking McMansion.
That's true.
All right, Michael.
There's a lot of montages in this movie.
So many. The whole movie's montages. Mm-hmm. That's why it's fucking an hour 37 minutes long. So after these dreadful 5 minutes of her walking around, some dude named Malcolm pops up behind her, scares her to an unnecessary extent. Like, I mean, like, she has something in her hand that she basically throws at the wall.
Yeah.
Because he said hi behind her. Like, she's expecting someone to come up and, like, tell her what to do.
You would think.
But whatever. She's busy strumming fucking violin ukuleles. It's all very boring. It'll continue to be that way up until, well, even after. Malcolm tells her that he's the grocery boy, meaning he buys groceries. That's the dialogue of this movie. Like, they're, like, explaining stuff. They're like, yeah, I'm the grocery man.
I'm the grocery boy. I mean, grocery man. I mean, I bring the groceries. I mean, I own the shop.
Great exposition. I wouldn't have known that you bought groceries for the house if you didn't tell me exactly what type of groceries you were getting and how you get them. It's wonderful. So Malcolm goes, hey, are you a California girl? I could tell these California girls from anywhere. She's like, yeah, no, I'm from a Montana or some shit like that. And then he tells her to spit her gum in his hand.
He goes into an entire diatribe about how he's from a long line of psychics.
Psychics that read gum.
And his gift is reading chewing gum. And please spit your used chewing gum into my hand.
I was really aggravated at this point.
I hated it.
Like, it's like those teachers that are like, spit your gum in my hand. That's fucking gross.
Disgusting.
It's gross as shit. If you're a teacher and you do that, do you know where kids have been? You seen them, like, you ever like passed a drink?
No one.
To like your niece or your nephew or something, they pass it back to you and it's just filled with backwash and you're putting that fucking gum in your hand?
No one wants gum in their hand.
And this dude's an adult, dude. I mean,
I don't even want my own gum in my hand.
Isn't it crazy that adults are the ones who know more about germs and they're always the one like, yeah, spit your gum in my hand. The fuck is that? Like, if a kid did that, they were like, yeah, here, spit it out. You know, they don't know, like, spit. Like, kids are, like, fucking, like, doing the spit handshake and thinking it's perfectly fine.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Like, imagine, like, doing the spit handshake to an adult. It's like an Impractical Jokers bit or something, you know, where they're like, yeah, do a spit handshake with this guy. And people just look at them like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, we're not doing that.
There's no way. Like, there's no world where that's happening. And you got this fucking preschool teacher, like, Miss Minerva or something. And she's just like, all right, honey, spit it in my hand.
So what's
what are you
more
doing with
weird?
That? Are you sticking it under? I think the teachers are the ones putting it under the desk.
What's more weird? The fact that this is Malcolm's avenue for flirtation, or the fact that Greta does it? No questions asked. Spits her gum out in his hand.
Yeah, she's the real freak in this
scenario.
What's
more weird?
She's the real freak here. Like, obviously, there's going to be some weirdos out there who are going to want your gum in their hand. But if you're the one obliging to it, you're weirder than him.
That moment, please get the fuck out of here. I don't even know you.
He should have kicked her out. Like, what are we talking about? That's so fucking crazy. So he looks at her gum and he's like, I'm going to look at the teeth imprints of your gum and tell you all about your life. He's like, yeah, you're running from a dark past. You know, I think your boyfriend hit you or something. And she's just like, and looks away. And it's like, okay, so that's what it is. Great.
So I guess it's all true.
Great plot building.
So he's actually a chewing gum psychic. But it's all real.
He got like 9 things wrong before that. And then he finally got to that. Like, he was just going through like any trauma, just trying to like trauma bond with her. It's like, what are we talking about, man? Anyone would have guessed that.
Malcolm is awful.
She's babysitting a doll in Britain for 2 months. Of course she has a dark past.
A couple months.
You think so?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One who like is a shining example of mental health is gonna go watch a doll for 2 months. I might. But like, I'm a fucking freak. Like, I'm like, I shouldn't be allowed in society. So like, how is that? I don't know, it's fucking crazy. After 10 minutes of nothing, old lady Miss Heelshire shows up and she's like, hey Greta, why are you not wearing shoes? And Greta's like, well, wear my shoes. And then she's like, ah, Brahms did it.
Okay, right here. So I'm watching this for the third time today.
Dude, it was so hard. I watched this movie 7 different times just trying to get through it.
Watching this shit for the third time today. And I'm like, okay, filmmaker, writer, what did you want me to take away from Brahms already stealing the shoes?
Yes.
The shoes are actually gone.
They are gone.
She's not crazy. Her shoes are gone. Brahms took them. So I'm supposed to believe the doll's alive already.
Ghost kid.
Yeah. I'm already supposed to believe the doll's alive.
I mean, I think with a movie called The Boy, and then there's a doll on the cover, like, we are supposed to believe that's a, like, demon boy or demon doll or something.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's probably a safe assumption.
Annabelle's boyfriend.
Yeah. Where were you going with that? Just, like, he's a ghost baby?
No, just that it's already, like, something physical has already happened. Mm-hmm. Right? And the problem with this movie is it doesn't allow the real physical thing to happen until there's only 15 minutes left.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, all we're seeing is him just moving around to different chairs. And it, like, they'll show that is the weird thing, because they show you that, like, I guess they don't show you, but they tell you that he's done something in 15 minutes. But then they're still playing the guessing game with you for the next hour of, like, oh, is he actually, well, you told me he moved fucking shoes earlier, and then I find out right. he's a doll, so I already think that he moved something. Right. You don't need to, like, play this, like, is he or will they, won't they kind of thing.
The shoes are gone. Like, that, from the, it's like she dismisses it from her own mind immediately.
Yeah, I mean, once you find out that there is a doll later, like, 5 minutes later, she finds out within the next 5 minutes, you should put two and two together and be like, okay, how did he move that?
Where'd my shoes go if the kid is a doll?
And if the parent is acknowledging the fact that it's a doll and that also the shoes were moved, there's definitely a problem with that. Either they're fucking insane.
How is no one putting this together? The shoes are gone. The boy is a doll.
I told you, she's fucking stupid. She's dumb as shit. That's actually my next note. What we will learn within the next 30 seconds is that she's fucking stupid. The boy that we've been waiting to meet, he's a porcelain doll that old people care for as you would a normal human child. And I don't care about the whole, like, she's like, you must wake him up in the morning, dress the doll, treat him like a doll human aspect of things.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I'm just worried over the fact that Greta thinks that green eggs and ham is poetry. Don't get me wrong. Was Mr. Seuss PhD a poet? Of course. It's not the point.
That's all she's got. She memorized green eggs and ham.
So, do you know poetry? She said, yeah, green eggs and ham. What the fuck are you talking about? It's not the question that was asked.
Doesn't have to be poetry.
I will say, though, I am on Brahms' side of things when it comes to blasting screaming opera music as loud as possible.
I mean, just loud music. Yeah, get it.
This is specifically the screaming opera music. It sounded horrible, and I think I kind of love that.
A little terrifying?
Yeah, for sure. 15 minutes in the movie, all I know is that even as, like, a lover and collector of dolls, I hate this movie. And the doll aspect of it can't redeem itself. Usually a doll movie I'll just like just because it's a doll movie.
Yeah, get that.
No. When the nighttime comes, Greta calls her friend. She goes, you know, this whole thing just feels kind of weird. I mean, like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm babysitting a doll. All the windows are painted shut. There's no Wi-Fi or cell service. Should I be concerned? And her friend goes, this situation is perfect for you. You needed this. It's only 2 months.
It's only a couple months.
What are you talking about? And then Greta's like, oh, yeah, if it was like a couple weeks, like, it wouldn't be that weird or something.
Yeah.
You still wouldn't be concerned if you had to spend a couple weeks in a place when the windows are fucking painted shut and there's no service and you have to watch over a doll.
Care for this doll and follow these rules. There's all these rules.
Even if the doll isn't haunted, something is insane in this house.
Something's afoot.
Something's awry. These old people are going to kill you if it's not that.
Right?
Like, it's going to be a fucking ex-Pearl situation or whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah. Or fucking House of the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something.
It's fucking crazy.
It's a bad idea.
But no. It's only 2 months. This is perfect for you.
It's only 2 months.
If any of my friends ever gave me that advice, I'd murder them.
Did you pick up on in the sound design, really overemphasize the fact that Brahms is made of porcelain?
In the soundtrack, you said?
Yeah, like in the sound design. Anytime they touch him, there's like,
oh,
really,
there's like clinking noises,
really loud
stuff.
Clinking. And like, what are these people's fingers made out of?
Fingernails. Like, the soft part of their fingers where your fingerprint would be is just fingernail.
I think it's even harder than that, man. They're made out of like diamonds or something. Every time someone touches this doll, it's like ting, 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 ting.
Maybe that's where the 10 million went. Just to the fucking Foleys of like porcelain dolls being clunked around. Clanked.
That's like the loudest doll ever.
Jesus fucking Christ. Greta also has the loudest restraining order ever on like this guy named Cole. And they won't stop talking about the whole fucking movie to where like within the first couple minutes, you know immediately it's like, okay, so Cole's going to show up in Britain.
Yeah.
He's gonna go. He's just gonna fly to another country just to harass this
somehow.
Woman, which is the craziest concept. Like, obviously, that does happen sometimes in life, but like,
yeah,
this didn't seem like that situation exactly. It still seemed like a problem, you know? Like,
I don't know, man. I always get really confused in situations like that. How do like junky people like that get the money for a plane ticket?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it just that shit
it
out?
Just does not make sense. Like, this drunk asshole who can't even afford a haircut somehow just like went to Britain.
Right?
What are we talking about? There's no way that doesn't happen in real life. People that are well off can't just do that easily.
I can't.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
It was like today, for some reason, I needed to get a plane ticket to Britain tomorrow. It's not happening. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry.
Jobless people are crazy. Like, they figure that shit out. They figure that shit out, dude. So, yeah, she has a restraining order on this guy. You find that out when she's on the phone with her best friend. Her best friend goes, wow, Cole, restraining order? Gicky Gackers? Holy shit, this is just crazy. She's just, like, dropping everything, dude, all the knowledge. The next morning, it would seem that Brahms made a mess in his room. And it felt like that time that Cartman was a robot and, like, you know, he was trying to rip on Butters. But Butters had that recording of him in his backyard, like, dressed as Britney Spears, singing to Justin Timberlake.
One of these days, you're going to do a South Park reference, and I'm actually going to have seen the episode.
One day, it'll happen. We'll get there. But it's like that. But more importantly, before Mr. and Miss Hillshire leave on their trip, Mrs. Hillshire cries a lot, and then she whispers, I'm so sorry, into Greta's ear. Greta's just like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's what you want to hear when someone's leaving you to babysit their doll.
Yeah.
Crying and apologies. Great.
Yeah,
great.
Everything's going to be fine.
So the first thing Greta does when the Hillshires leave, she throws a blanket over Brahm's head. That I was the first thing I agreed with.
Oh, yeah,
that she
for
did,
sure.
Obviously. She then starts to make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. That's going to be the whole movie.
I do find it very funny that she came from the United States to the UK, and she's going to be there for a couple months on this assignment. She was very adamant to bring PB&J.
Do they just not have food? It's a fucking mansion.
I mean, maybe they don't have PB&J in the UK. I don't know.
They, like, grow food and stuff here. They're also like, yeah, no waste food here, blah, blah, blah. But then every scene, you'll just see them, like, throwing out giant bags of food. And she's like, oh, that's really wasteful. I'm like, wasn't there a whole thing they were saying that they weren't wasteful? And then the dude's like, yeah, sometimes they eat it. What is any of this conversation? You're saying that you're very green. You're saving all food. You don't waste food in this house. But then every bit of food that goes to the house is composted?
I think just the stuff that Bromsey doesn't eat.
Okay.
The stuff that he doesn't like is what gets composted. It's all getting frozen because he's going to eat it later.
So you're telling me that even these fucking old fucks who have a doll for a baby, they won't eat Brahm's spit up food, but this fucking Malcolm guy is just putting gum in his hand consistently?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, who's the real fucking freak here? Asshole, dude. At the 25-minute mark, there's a painting of Brahm's. And Greta's just looking at it, and then she turns around, and then like an arm comes out of it and grabs her shirt collar.
Yeah, great fucking.
It's a dream.
Dream sequence. Dream. Bullshit.
I love when the whole movie is just fucking dreams. They're like, oh, maybe this is actually gonna happen, and then it does happen later. Cool. Just don't show me dream sequences then. Show me actual sequences of those things happening if they're actually happening.
Especially if something actually scary was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I get dream sequences in like
the dream
a haunted
sequences?
Movie where like you're like, oh, maybe it's haunted, maybe it's not. That's
and it's
what the
so
dream
out of whack. That's what the dream is. You're like, oh shit, maybe there's something crazy going on. But when the dream is just like you dreaming of stuff that's actually happening, but then you don't show it happening,
right.
It's aggravating because it's like, why do you need the dream sequence to show me what could be happening when it's literally going on?
Yeah,
just show
I mean,
me the thing.
You made up a great point whenever we were watching this. You said like, why couldn't he have been doing weird shit and it be getting weirder and weirder? And like, maybe he killed someone and she finds the body and she's like, how did a dead body end up in here?
Let's go ahead and spoil it. The whole thing in the movie is that, like we said, it's people under the stairs.
Yeah.
Brahms, there's a doll of Brahms, but the real Brahms is just a human kid who never died. Like the whole story of him dying, that never happened.
He's like 25 or some shit.
And he's just living in the walls and he's going around and moving the doll around and fucking with stuff. But all he does the whole movie is just put Brahms in different chairs so he looks at Greta. Like, one time he calls her and he's like, Greta, you're breaking the rules, Greta.
Yeah, on the phone, yeah.
That's all he does. But, like, if we had a movie where us as the audience sees Brahms, maybe you wait, you know, like 20 minutes, 25 or something like that. But after that, we see Brahms the whole time. We see two sides of the movie. Greta walking around thinking that the doll is a real thing, right, thinking that weird shit's happening. But behind that, you know, you have like, it's a mansion. You could do this so easily. Like, yeah, someone comes over to fucking work on the yard.
Right.
They come over to fucking, a housemaid comes over to clean the house or some shit. Mm-hmm. Brahms is killing them because he's pissed off because his parents are gone and they left him or something. Like, the whole plot was there.
Mm-hmm.
They made the movie and easily left it open for a good plot and then said they were like, let's just put him in some chairs.
Let's just make it really boring instead.
Like, what the fuck is that, dude? And that's not even me saying that, like, there was a good movie here. Like, obviously, potentially, but you could say that about fucking anything.
Absolutely anything. It's not even that we have to say there was a good movie here. There wasn't a good movie here. And it's because the script is so flawed. The problem was the script is just bad.
Yeah.
This script never should have been greenlit. Like, it's a bad script.
And $10 million
the main character is a moron. You have no reason to be rooting for her the entire movie.
She's terrible, dude. Okay, well, 30 minutes in, and Malcolm shows up again. He goes, yeah, you know, the doll, they have this doll because their son died 20 years ago. Here's his grave. Brahms, that's when he starts popping up the house. Not even just like, and it's not even doing it often. It's like every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He's just sitting in a different spot. So after we see Brahms in like his fourth chair, Greta takes a very oddly sensual shower, and then she gets out. But what?
You don't see anything because it's a PG-13 movie.
Oh, yeah, it's PG-13. It's just like, PG-13 it's just shower. Her like rubbing on her legs.
It's a PG-13 shower.
I hate that more than like overly sexual. Like,
it's so annoying, it's like, isn't
why?
It?
What's the point of this?
Why
this is a PG-13
even,
movie.
It's a PG-13
who are you
movie?
Catering to?
Why does she need to get in the shower at all then?
Doesn't need to happen.
If you can't show anything, why even
movie,
film it?
Isn't it to not do stuff like that?
Exactly.
But instead, no, I gotta look at this bitch rubbing on her leg because there's a doll in her house. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it at all. It's so aggravating, dude. But some of her hair is slightly chopped off, so she's like, oh, I'm not horny anymore. Now where'd
oh,
this
yeah,
piece of my
else
hair go?
Happened there? I forgot
I don't know.
About
did
that
Brahms
for a second.
Cut off her
he
hair while she was in the
hair.
Shower?
Is it the shower, or did he do that while she was sleeping? They don't really revisit that at all.
I don't think they remembered they put it in. The editor just let it go by, and he was like, I don't know what the fuck this is, whatever. You know the director wasn't there while he was editing it. He just had to figure it out.
Yeah.
So naturally, because her hair is chopped off, she has to walk around the house just making stank faces at each corner. She's just like, oh, look at this corner pissing me off. This one over here, angry.
In a towel.
So, yeah, in a towel still. So the stank of her face leads her directly to a ladder leading up to the attic. And I guess it's safe to assume that Brahms just beat the ladder's ass and then locked her inside of it.
Okay, hang on. Before that, she walks out and all of her clothes are gone.
Yes.
And then she goes up to the ladder and she's like, I guess I need to go up there now, which also doesn't make sense.
Zero sense.
We didn't touch on it, but during one of the forever montages earlier, she tried to open those stairs and couldn't.
Yep.
Because it seemed like something was forcing them shut.
And now they're open and she thinks Malcolm's playing a joke on her.
Yeah. Let's go upstairs.
She has a date with Malcolm today. That's the whole thing.
So let's go upstairs now. It's the worst idea ever.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that. You think someone's in your house and you're like, yeah, let me just go up into a place that I couldn't open before.
Naked.
Naked.
Unarmed. Like, how much further do I need to go?
Going up a ladder in a towel is crazy.
Right? Who goes up a ladder in a towel?
I know your clothes are out of the bathroom, but like, no one's here. Go to your room and grab your clothes. You
all
have
of her clothes
were
gone.
Oh, all of them were? Oh, out of the suitcase too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
She
okay.
walks in. All of her clothes are gone. If I'm staying at a place and I walk out of the shower like that and all of my clothes are gone, my options are not to go fight the intruder in my towel.
No.
I'm just leaving.
If anything, I'm going to drop my towel and go up there naked before I'm like going up there and trying to fight with a towel on.
I mean, I'm just done. Like, no, you got the upper hand. I'm naked. This is the most vulnerable I could possibly be. I'm going downstairs. I'm getting in my car and I'm driving into town.
The thing
fuck
is,
all of you,
she
people.
Doesn't even have a car.
You're right. She doesn't.
She doesn't even
have
a car.
A car. But
which is kind of crazy.
But there is one solution here that she's too stupid to figure out. She knows Malcolm is coming. Instead of going upstairs, go downstairs and wait for Malcolm. It's not going to be very long. Will it be awkward that you have to answer in a towel and be like, yeah, all my clothes got stolen?
To be fair, she was calling out for him in the house while she was in a towel, so that wasn't an issue.
Exactly.
So, I mean,
wouldn't have to deal with that shit if you just would have waited for Malcolm to get there and didn't go up the stairs. It was a bad decision.
He probably would have turned around and got back into his car anyway. The dude is not aware. He is not aware of his surroundings, like, whatsoever.
Oh, he's going to have super hearing later in the movie, though.
That is kind of true. I don't get it whatsoever. Yeah, so she gets locked in the attic. And also, you can't even see what's going on while she's in the attic. It's so fucking dark.
It's completely dark.
Like, it's black.
I literally changed the settings on my TV because this movie is so fucking dark.
I turned off all my lights and I was watching. I still couldn't see what was going on. It was fucking crazy. So while Greta is locked inside the attic, Malcolm quite literally shows up to the house and he's knocking outside, all while Greta is screaming Malcolm at the top of her lungs.
Screaming.
At one point, he gets out of the car and she starts like banging on the wall with like a metal pipe.
Yeah.
And he hears it and he looks up and he goes, Greta? Greta, is that you? And then she keeps banging on it and then she stops for 1 second. He's like, huh, guess that wasn't you. Just gets in his car and leaves.
Bye.
Like, what? You know she's not going anywhere. You know she has to be here. She doesn't even have a car. Where could she be if she's not there? You're the one who's supposed to go there and check up on her.
He's assuming that she's standing him up on this date.
But yeah, no, I don't know how he didn't hear. I don't know how he didn't hear.
There's absolutely no way.
Especially considering he has super hearing later in the movie. I don't know how he did not hear her.
Yep. And then Greta just gets knocked out.
By herself?
She gets knocked out, and then later she wakes up. Doesn't think anything of it. Doesn't question it like, oh, who knocked me out and locked me in an attic?
Yeah.
She's just like, let's just move on from this.
Just starts going on with her day. And I'm like, no, this is when you leave. This is when you leave.
At the very least, is when you question something.
You got locked in an attic overnight. This is naked. You were naked the whole time.
I need another beer. Yell about this movie for a little bit.
She's locked in there overnight, naked. No, actually, I did want to... I guess I'll have to just kind of stretch until you get back. Because I did have something kind of funny, and it's because it's a PG-13 movie. But yeah, at this point, there's literally no reason for her to continue. Like, this is why the movie should be over. She's a very dumb protagonist. There's no reason for her to stay in this house. When she wakes up, she comes down the stairs, and her clothes are all put back into the dresser, but they're kind of all thrown around haphazardly. So, like, she has clothes now, which I guess is good. But what's crazy is she was in this towel for, I mean, the entire night. She also got knocked out while in this towel. All I'm saying is, it is the magic of PG-13 filmmaking that towel stayed on after going up a ladder and then fucking getting your ass kicked and getting knocked out on your back. And then she wakes up in the morning, the towel's all still perfectly tied. She can get up without showing any of her bits. Like, how is any of this happening?
It's not real life. That's something I'll tell you for sure.
Who knows how to tie a towel like that? I can't tie a towel like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, it'll stand a little bit, but if I'm going up a ladder, it's not...
You gotta go up a ladder and apparently engage in fisticuffs with a fucking mannequin.
I mean, she really didn't, though. She just got knocked out immediately. But, I mean, like, the fact that this creepy dude that's, like, asking for kisses and whatnot left her with a towel on later, like, that's just not realistic. This little freak living in the wall, come on.
Also true. He's
been living in a wall for 25 years.
Well, I mean, he also makes a mannequin of her and sleeps with it every night.
100%. The mom is all like, oh, Brems thinks you're very pretty. Like, come on. This is so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So she wakes back up and then, like, she eventually gets out of the attic. We don't even see how that happened. She just ends up out of it, basically.
Yeah.
She just kind of, like, walks out and she's fine.
Yeah. I guess what was keeping her from really leaving the attic was the fact that it was dark. Now that she can see where the stairs are, she can get out just fine.
I guess, yeah. And then she walks out. Malcolm's just there. And she's like, what about the real Brams? Like, you tell me about him. All Malcolm says is that he's weird, like, three times. She's like, yeah, Brams was really weird. And then he, like, does this whole fucking long monologue. At the end, he's like, Brams is odd. Great. He's like, yeah, I had a beer with the old man one day, and I asked him what real Brams was like. He said he was odd. And then it, like, fades out on his face.
Odd Brams.
That's That was supposed to be like the pivotal point in the movie where you're like, oh, I understand.
Oh,
I understand the mental of Bram's now.
Odd.
Great. Yeah, I could have told you it was fucking weird. What are we talking about? And this has been this whole second storyline that we talked about a little bit regarding Greta and her ex-boyfriend, Cole.
Cole, yeah.
I didn't think too much of it at first. Like, I did. I knew he was going to show up. But the first couple times they mentioned him, they just seemed like it's going to be like, we're never going to have to deal with it. You know, it's just like, right. Oh, you have this trauma because of this, and this is why you're there. But no, of course, he actually fucking shows up. He's not going to be here yet, but like, this is just the conversation where you can tell that he's gonna.
Yeah.
Because Greta's on the phone with a friend who goes, hey, Greta, yikes, bad news. So your abusive ex came by the house. He was just pounding on the door. And she's like, okay. You didn't like give him my address or anything, did you? And she's like, well, you see, little Billy answered the door.
I think actually the way she words it is, I didn't, but...
She's like, little Billy answered the door. And little Billy, you know, he didn't know how else to get rid of him. He's only 10 years old. There's so much to unpack with that. You're telling me the 10-year-old gave away the address? How does the 10-year-old know the address of where your best friend, not even like his family member,
sister.
Of where
it your sister.
That's his sister too? Oh, so they're all family.
Yeah.
Okay. So either way, though, doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
How Still. Do you know he's 10 years old? She's like fucking 25 or something.
Yeah.
How do you know the address of where your sister is babysitting at in a different country?
No.
At 10 years old?
There's no way.
There's zero possibility of that. Even if it was sitting around somewhere, I don't believe that that 10-year-old has the mental capacity to fit. I don't believe the other one could bash the fucking head in either. But like, there's no way. I believe this even less.
No, I'm with you. There's no way.
It's so fucking
insane. International address? There's no way.
Absolutely zero possibility of that happening. Like, zero.
And that this guy would be able to get the money together or even have the brain cells to know where to go with that information.
100%.
Like,
you're just
going to
find that?
Right? I mean, I guess Google Maps works, but
this is 2016. It feels like it's 2008, but
yeah.
It is 2016, I guess. But then Greta also goes, I won't read anything that son of a bitch sends me, referring to like him sending a letter. And it's like, okay. Right. And then in the response, the friend on the phone goes, well, everything happens for a reason. What does that mean?
I don't know. You
giving an abusive dude his victim's address, everything happens for a reason? What the fuck does that mean? That makes I would be pissed in that moment and be like, did you purposely give him my address?
Like,
what are you talking
great.
About? What the fuck, dude? So Bram's moves for the first time 45 minutes in the movie, like that we actually see mm-hmm. a little bit, but it's a dream again.
Yeah.
I wrote right here, go on rant about dream movies sucking. We already did that though. So Greta wakes up from the dream and you guessed it. Bram's is sitting in a different spot again, but this time he left his list of rules next to himself.
Oh, and then he calls, she's been breaking the rules.
And he calls Greta on the phone. He's like, you broke the rules. Greta, please, please. Play pretty Greta. And then he's like, why don't you follow the rules, Greta? And then she throws the phone. Possibly her only landline. Your cell phone service doesn't work. But yeah, throw the phone.
Yeah.
Even if there is another one in the house, but I'm sure there is because a mansion, that's the one in close proximity to you.
It's the one she uses all the time.
Why are you fucking throwing it? It's the one in your room.
Yeah.
Great. So now that Bram's gave her a list and called her, she's just like on his side now. She's like, well, I guess I'm Ghost Mom.
She goes full send Ghost Mom.
They're just fucking best friends now. And like, she's like holding him everywhere. And like, when people get close to him, she like moves away, like holding him away.
That's ridiculous.
What do we fuck? It took 2 minutes for this to happen. She's like, oh, I'm scared of ghosts. Never mind. You're my ghost baby. What the fuck is this? So we watch a 10-minute montage of Bram's and Greta being homies, her making him peanut butter and jelly sandwiches over and over again. And then she's like, hey, Malcolm, you know, this is Ghost Bram's. This is Ghost Bram's, and he's my baby. If you want to be the stepdad, maybe.
Basically.
Like,
that really is what
it's the weirdest fucking thing.
If you want to be the stepdad, maybe. That's 100% what she said.
If someone doesn't make that into a song, this is my ghost baby. You want to be the stepdad? Maybe. Come on, I just wrote a fucking fire chorus, dude.
Mars.
Here I just start complaining about the whole crush the kid skull thing. This is when they talk about it.
Okay, yeah. Because he's like, maybe Bram's is a bad guy.
Yeah.
If there is a spirit, maybe it's a bad spirit.
Okay, Cole is here now.
Cole made it.
Cole's here. He's pissed about Malcolm and Bram's. He's like, oh, now you have a ghost baby and ghost dad? What am I? You're going to ghost me? You're going to make me ghost dad?
Stop.
Whatever. So because Cole is pissed, Greta's like, I'm gonna have dinner with you.
Yeah, she makes him dinner.
That's when Cole's like, I got plane tickets. You're coming home with me
tomorrow.
And as they're having dinner, Malcolm shows up. He's like, you're going to go home with them? She's like, no, and I won't let him stay here. And then Malcolm leaves, and she's like, here's your blankets and pillows so you could stay here. It's exactly how it goes beat for beat. Like, there's no other conversation in between that. She's like, I'll never let him stay here. And then she's like, here's your pillows and your blanket. Where did the, like, communication go wrong in the behind the scenes of this?
Well, you know.
Do I? Do I really?
Have you ever met a Cole?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I actually knew a Cole in elementary school. I told him Santa wasn't real. It was a very formative moment for me. We like,
fuck you, Cole.
And that's basically how it was. Because we got into a conversation about Santa, and we're all like, it was like me and three other homies. We're all talking about like, yeah, Santa isn't real. And Cole was like, what? And we were like, yeah, bro, he's not real. And he was like, what are you talking about? Santa's not real. We're like, you're fucking stupid. Of course Santa isn't real. You think there's a fat asshole around here?
Giving out presents.
Think of the economy, Cole. Think of inflation, bud.
What kind of dumb piece of shit are you, Cole?
It's just not. It's not economically responsible, Cole. There's no man that can afford that.
That's not true.
Yeah, Cole cried.
Bezos could afford that.
Yeah,
he could be the real world.
I told him
Santa
Bezos was our Santa Claus. I'm like, Jeff Bezos is my Santa Claus. He's in a garage right now, but in 10 years, you're going to know his name.
You'll know him.
You're going to call him Santa.
Call me Santa.
Dude, I bet Bezos is walking around like, call me fucking Santa Claus. Pulling out his white dick with a big, big white beard around it. He's like, yeah, this is Santa Claus right here. This is Santa Claus right here, buddy.
What's his eight tiny reindeer?
So it comes out of his ass. I don't fucking know. What is his reindeer? The Amazon trucks? Fucking no. He has one with a red nose on it. He retired.
What happened to Cole?
Cole? He's a dick. Cole's just like, he's like, hey, you're coming with me. And then Malcolm's like, you're coming with me. Let's go whisper and mutter really loudly over here. And Cole's just going to like, just hop in the back of like the scene. Like he's like photobombing someone. Like he's a creepy guy at a club that's like trying to get in on the picture.
He can hear the entire conversation.
Well, they're in a mansion and they just went to the hallway next to the kitchen. You couldn't have gone upstairs or outside.
Right.
He said something like, hey, come help me with the groceries. Yeah. And then you just walked into the next hallway. Could you be more inconspicuous? Or conspicuous? I mean, fuck, dude. It's so insane. So, yeah, he goes to bed. And then she goes to bed. Malcolm's asleep in his car outside. Cole is on the couch with his blanket. He's like, what? I can't sleep with you tonight? She's like, no, I'm sleeping with Brahms.
And then
she goes to sleep with Brahms. She's like, Brahms, please help me get rid of Cole. Please, Brahms.
I need your help, Brahms, is what she said.
Talking to the fucking doll now. So the camera pans to a stuffed owl for suspense.
Why?
I don't fucking know. It's the only time we see an owl in the whole movie. It just pans to an owl, and then right after that, it pans to dead rats in a suitcase. And then there's blood on the wall that says, get out. It's like, owl, dead rats, get out.
I know.
What kind of message is that? What kind of message is that?
I hate this movie.
I can't wait till we get to the rat movies, dude.
Oh,
I'm excited for the rat movies, but this is a rat movie. This. So they all get in this big argument because everyone wants Cole to leave. He's like, oh, what? You guys want me to leave? You want Cole to get out of here? Cole?
You talk about Cole?
You talk about Cole. You want Cole to leave?
I'll tell you what Cole says.
So he's fucking pissed. And Greta, he's like, you put these dead rats in my suitcase? Did you fucking smash these rats? Like, he's getting real Charlie Day with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking bash these rats in my house? He's just, like, talking about, like, it's his house
now.
Doing
my Charlie work.
So he's like, oh, you want to bash these rats? You want to bash these rats? I'm going to bash your ghost baby.
And then he does.
He grabs Brahms. I was gonna say he grabs Cole. He grabs if Cole grabbed another Cole and bashed my head with it, it would work. But he grabs Brahms and he just like fucking holds him two hands, gets him behind his back, and swings him down like he's like splitting wood with an axe. Like it felt like Amityville, but with Brahms' forehead.
Yeah.
I like that scene, actually. I like that a lot. It was pretty funny because the whole room, they all just gasped. They're like, Brahms is dead.
It's so dramatic.
And they're
dude.
Not even doing it like, oh, now we're going to get haunted. They're like, he killed Brahms.
It's so dramatic. It's and
fucking
then
great.
It's Monster House.
Well, because then this is when Brahms turns into a real boy. The mirror punches Cole. The mirror punches him in the face.
Before that, you just, because what's happening is Brahms is in the wall and now he's pissed.
Yeah, and like the house is starting to have an earthquake.
It's like the walls are starting to shake because he's running.
This is a mansion, though. How does Brahms do this?
Because he's a strong boy.
That's so crazy. I'm not buying it.
The walls are flexing under his strength. God.
Yeah, so he fucking he turns into a ghost house.
He's a real boy.
Wait, what's it called again? Not ghost
house.
Monster house. He monster houses the place.
Yeah.
And then he jumps out of the wall. He punches Cole through the mirror. The mirror blows up. Cole almost blows up. And then Brahms is like, I never tell a lie. Look at my nose. It's a woodpecker. Woodpecker nose, you know. Termites can take me out in one fell swoop. so stupid.
No, you had a stroke.
Did I? Brahms kills Cole. He just kills Cole. That's the only kill in the movie, really. I guess two old people kill themselves.
Yeah.
But he kills Cole, tries to kill Malcolm and Greta. They end up in the walls, and then they find Brahms' lair, which has a voodoo doll of Greta, and she starts just screaming. She's like, oh, that's me. Oh, it turns out, actually, that's me.
She just freaks out.
Oh, my God. That's me. This is his lair. He's been living here the whole time.
He's been watching me. And she only finds that out because she finds a note that the old people left that was like, hey, Brahms, we had to kill ourselves. I think you're Greta's mom now. Which quite literally it said that. And I'm like, were they trying to say that the other way around? Isn't Greta supposed to be his mom now? But they were basically like, yeah, Greta's yours now.
She's yours now.
What does that mean? They were like, take care of her. What do you mean? Isn't the whole concept of this is that someone else was supposed to take care of him?
No.
Okay, whatever. So
they
she
got
goes,
him's a wife.
And she goes, when she reads that on the note, she's like, he's been living in the walls the whole time. You were in his room before you found the note.
Yeah, we know.
He burst out of the wall.
We all know he's been there the whole time.
He burst out of the wall like a fucking chest burster, but in the wall. And you just finding that out because you read a note that said old people put rocks into their pockets and then walked into the beach?
Yeah.
That's how they killed themselves, by the way.
That's how they killed themselves.
That's what Epstein did.
Oh.
I was there.
My God.
Yeah, I was there when he did it, dude. Trust me. I killed Epstein. I'm putting this conspiracy to rest, guys. I did it.
I think there was another movie that came out around the same time that also had a person living in the walls.
Epstein Wall Killer?
No, God damn it.
That wasn't the one? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I've been watching The Hunt lately. Anyway. People who haven't seen The Hunt or listened to the episode are like, what is this guy talking about? Someone's going to start like a Reddit board. They're like, he killed Epstein.
Oh, my God.
I would love it if that rumor spread.
Stop.
The government knocks on my door. We know you did it.
Yeah, I think that movie Housebound.
Wait, I did do
was,
it?
No, God damn it. That movie Housebound.
What happened in Housebound? That was like the
there
longest
There was a guy
stall.
Living in the wall, I think.
Okay.
It was exactly like this.
So they also ripped off people under the stairs?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
But it was like more modern.
Let's talk about the witch door. James didn't believe me that
witch doors aren't a thing.
Witch doors are a thing. If you look, I looked up witch doors.
And it took a long time to find a decent example.
But when I found them, they were all the other ones were similar. They just weren't the rounded. A witch door has to be rounded. It has to have those long metal hinges on them where they look like spikes.
Why is it not a hobbit door?
And it has
door?
To have like a circle. It could also be a hobbit door. but they derive from witches. Don't fucking laugh at me. Don't laugh at me when I'm talking about serious stuff, like no, killing Epstein.
I do want to make like a stoner doom metal band called Witch Door. That sounds great.
Where you're going to make Cottonmouth Kings, but for the Salem Witch Trials? Sounds like the worst idea ever created.
Yeah.
I killed Epstein. What are we talking about? Something with Pinocchio?
Yeah, the boy.
There's the witch door. There's a door that I believe leads you outside of the wall. There's a door that leads into and out of the wall. And I think that's how Brahms has been getting in and out.
I guess.
He has a wall door, which is kind of cool.
Is it?
Dude, if you had a door that just led into like the walls inside your house, that can make for some funny antics.
I guess.
That can make for some funny antics, dude.
I guess.
Especially if it's like a little witch door. Like if you have to like struggle to get out of it, that's pretty cool.
This one's pretty small.
It's pretty small, but you don't have to struggle that much anyway. Brahms is really hairy. Greta's...
He's got that Honest Abe beard.
He does. I don't know why he's Abraham Lincoln. But Greta moms the fuck out of Brahms. Now he's a good boy. She does all of her standard Brahms rules now that he's like a real human, because yeah, this is how she's going to get him to bed. But she doesn't kiss him at the end. She's like, you're on punishment.
She goes full on Dommy Mommy. She's like, Brahms, you go to bed right now. And he's like, okay, Greta.
No kiss tonight because you're being punished. And then he's like,
no kiss. No, give kiss.
And then she comes over and like... He wants more than a kiss.
Yeah, he gets a little handsy, doesn't he?
He wants a lot more than a kiss. I don't know what the plan was here, because at first when she was like, no kiss, no kiss, she walked away and she was going to leave. But then when he's like, yes, kiss, she comes over and stabs him. So I'm like, were you just not going to stab him if he just went to bed? Were you just going to be mom?
I think she was just going to GTFO.
Okay, she was just going to leave.
Yeah, but,
okay,
but because he got handsy, like, she had to kill him.
Yeah, so... She stabs him, and then Brahms, he force pushes her off of the bed onto the other side of the room.
Because he has extreme strength. He's a strong boy.
I love when just regular humans have force pushing strength.
It's amazing.
It's pretty great. And then he starts choking the hell out of her for, I don't know, like a whole minute, like a legit minute that we're watching it.
He doesn't know what she can do, though.
What, wiggle the knife that's in his stomach?
Uh-huh.
Because I thought she stabbed him again right here. And then you were like, no, she just wiggled the knife. And she very much just wiggled the knife.
She just, like, touches
the knife.
It wasn't
even
a knife.
It was like a screwdriver that
right,
he had in him.
Whatever it was that she already stabbed it with. She just, like, touches the handle.
She touches, like, she's, like, slightly, like, she flicks it.
Boing.
Yeah, and it flicks, like, the fucking door stoppers.
Right.
It flings around, like, the door stopper, and he goes, ugh. And he just falls over. And that's the end of Brahms. We don't see him again. It's not even like a slasher type movie where, like, you know, like the killer gets up one more time.
Right.
No, he's just gone.
No, that didn't end.
That was it. I mean, there's a Brahms 2.
The door stop
or the boy 2 Brahms or Brahms the boy 2, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, we get another montage, right? We see the doll getting put back together by who knows, but probably Brahms. He probably survived and he put it back together, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's the only thing that makes sense, right?
It's Brahms.
It had to have just been Brahms putting it together.
Yeah, that's my theory.
Yeah, she also finds Malcolm, and apparently she dragged him all the way through the witch door and through the wall back to the car.
Well, the witch door is magical.
He conveniently wakes up right after, too. I'd be so pissed if I just dragged a human all the way to the car, and then they just wake up right after. Like, thanks, you definitely just didn't want to help. Fucking asshole, dude. That's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie.
That is it.
It's so bad. There's 3 kills. We don't even see 2 of them because it's just the old people that killed themselves.
Right.
Really just cold-eyed. That was the whole fucking thing. Yeah, so the sequel, it says by October 2018, it was announced that a sequel was in development. Katie Holmes was cast to play Lisa, the mother of a young family who, unaware of the dark history, move into the Hillshire Mansion. The premise follows the story of the youngest son finding the doll and befriending Brahms. William Brent Bell and Stacey Meena return as director and screenwriter, respectively. Tom Rosenberg, Gracie, or Gary Lucchesi? Lucchesi? Eric Reed, Matt Bernison, Jim Wida, and Roy Lee served as producers.
So it's a prequel?
That's just straight from like a... No. It's a sequel because it says it follows the story of the young... They don't know the dark history of the mansion.
Oh, okay.
So it's a sequel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That was just a straight... That the reason it sounds so scripted is because I just grabbed it off, like, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I would not recommend anyone watch The Boy. It was a terrible movie.
No, I would not recommend this.
I would probably give this... I give it a half star.
Yeah, half star.
I have no redeeming qualities.
I was
going
to give it one, but no, it's boring.
It got slightly...
It's so boring.
A little bit entertaining at the end, but really, I'm not... I would never recommend anyone get through the first hour, 25 minutes, just to get to the last 10. It's not worth it. Not a good payoff. It's bad.
It's bad.
It's a terrible movie.
I wrote a haiku.
Okay.
Let's hear the haiku. It's for Greta. It is... Greta, you dummy, you really thought a doll stole all of your clothing.
That was great.
Thanks.
Poetic. It's just like a Dr. Seuss. So, yeah, that was the movie. I have a fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Walbrams, Cole, and me.
Walbrams, not Dahlbrams.
Not Dahlbrams, Walbrams. Yeah. Harry Lincoln looking dude.
Oh, and then I have Cole.
Yeah, and then Cole.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it wasn't much a cast to go off of, but could give you like the lead paint in the walls.
I'm killing Brahms. I guess I'll fuck Cole and marry you.
Yeah, you really have to do that because I mean Brahms is gonna be trying to get kisses all the time.
Yeah, I can't deal with that.
He's gonna be a lot. He's definitely gonna be a lot. Well, this is the end of the show. Wow, we did an hour episode. Look at us, man. An hour episode. I'm glad. I'm happy with that. If you made it this far, I want to thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys a lot. Tell a friend about the show. Leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Check out full-length bonus episodes, polls, early access, trailers, Tell from the Crypt episodes, Twilight Zone episodes, previous live shows, movie commentaries, and tons more on patreon.com/horsesoup. You can find us on social media on Instagram at Horse Soup, Letterboxd at Horse Soup Caleb, James is at Night Shift Video. Check out the Scream Podcast, the show that I do with Ash and Elena from Morbid, the true crime podcast. And thank you to Ross Lee, the Mutant Members Only Club, for always supplying us with good music on the show. And with that, we will not be watching the second boy movie. We
Thanks.
Will not.
Yeah.